Nolte, left-wing pollster shows Joe Biden's job approval under 50%. By John Nolte on February 4, 2021. The honeymoon already appears to be over for his fraudulent see Joe Biden, whose job approval rating in the latest Quinnipiac poll is under 50%, just 49%. His fraudulency's disapproval rating is 36%. What makes this significant is that Quinnipiac is a left-wing pollster, one of the most unreliable and rigged pollsters in America. If Quinnipiac is showing China Joe only at 49%, that's worth passing along. If you want to know how rigged this poll is, check out the underlying numbers. On the issues, this poll says big majorities approve of Biden's left-wing policies. On his handling of the response to the coronavirus, Americans approve 61-29%. As for Biden's personal traits, Americans say 60-36% that he cares about average Americans, 58-36% that he is level-headed, 54-39% that he has good leadership skills, 53-39% that he is honest. Nearly 7 in 10 Americans support the Biden administration's proposed $1.9 trillion stimulus relief bill in response to the coronavirus pandemic, the poll found, as 68% say they support it and 24% oppose it. A whopping 63% support Biden returning to the Paris Accords. Even though global warming is a hoax, 56% approve of Biden halting border wall construction. 65% say they want illegal aliens to remain in the country and apply for U.S. citizenship. And 57% are happy Biden ended President Trump's ban on countries that import terrorists. Does anyone honestly believe this after the squeaky close presidential election we just had? Oh, and 64% say the Republican Party is headed in the wrong direction. With numbers like this, how did his fraudulency only rate a 49% approval rating? See, nothing makes sense with these rigged polls, but as you can see, Quinnipiac wants to make very clear that left-wing ideas are insanely popular with the American people, even though they almost always lose at the actual ballot box, including same-sex marriage in California. Quinnipiac surveyed 1,075 U.S. adults nationwide between January 28 and February 1 with a margin of error of plus/3 percentage points. It's all rigged. The whole system is rigged. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.